Good morning. This podcast is brought to you by Home Theater Solutions. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delmarva for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net.
1-800...
Pushing past the limit, tripping on hallucinogenics. My cigarette burnt my finger because I forgot I lit it.
Good morning.
How's it going, everybody?
Good morning, good morning.
With my sinners,
hello. What
you looking at,
man?
What you looking at,
old man?
Don't say that about Trey. Come on.
It's terrible.
Good morning, guys.
Got news. We're all old here.
Yeah, we're all. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Welcome back to another Monday morning Robosocial Podcast Firefly Edition. This is number 5. I have to say that to myself so when I post it, I don't put the wrong number. Everybody have a nice weekend. Survive yesterday.
Yeah, I'm really good.
Is that on?
What happened yesterday?
There we go.
Yesterday was the Milton St. Patrick's Day parade. I thought this morning, at one point they had this group of horses, and you know what horses do, and this guy decides he's going to pick it up. And off he goes, dancing with this box of crap. And I'm like, I wonder how he's feeling this morning. Not only is he not feeling that great, but he's going to say to somebody, did I dance with a box of horse shit? So... I survived. Hope you guys all did too. Good morning. So, back we are. What are we listening to?
This is Matt Mason, a song called Hallucinogenics.
So, I'm by the conversation prior to starting, I'm gathering you're into this.
I am, yeah. Matt Mason is from Virginia Beach.
Nice.
Been around for, I think his first release was in 2016. He's had some troubles.
Uh-oh.
But his music is...
He's walked through the fire?
He has, for sure. Excuse me.
That's all right. Do you want to get into that? Or
sure.
Is it just,
yeah, I mean, yeah, we can start. You wanna roll? So I will say two quick notes. I kicked myself. I had a chance to go see him when he first came out in Lancaster. I happened to be there, and he was playing, and it would have just been really cool to have seen him, you know, like first year out before it even started.
Were you aware of his, of?
I did. I knew the one song, which I'll play next, which is called Cringe. It's probably the most famous or popular of his songs. I actually like the stripped down version of that song, which is what I'm going to play today. So I'll start that.
Let's hear it.
Look what I done. I've been alone so long, I feel like I'm on the run.
Timestamp.
Got it.
Lover, come over. Kick up the dust. I got a secret. Starting to rush, she said, I'm looking like a bad man. Smooth grabbing, no. She said, my spirit doesn't move like it did before. She said that I don't look like me no more, no more. I said, I'm just tired. She said, you're just tired. And I said, I saw you in the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Really solid.
Chill.
It is, but it has some power to it. We talked a little bit, I guess last week, about one of the bands having... the emotional part of it, but maybe not having the scale. Whereas this one, I feel like there's almost like a cinematic feel to this where like it will fill the space. You know, the emotion associated with this is kind of on a broader scale, not quite so personal and so intimate. So I am super, super excited for this band. I really, really want to see them live.
So is it a band or is it one guy?
It's one guy, but
it's a band.
Yeah, with a okay. band. Yeah, he's singer songwriter.
Has he done Firefly before?
He has not.
So
yeah, it'll
What's
be
the name of that song.
That song is called Cringe.
Cringe.
Yeah. So and a lot of his songs are kind of very self-story songs. You know, this is Cringe is basically a self-realization song for him about
The struggles.
Yeah, his life wasn't at a space where he didn't, you know, where he felt like he was making everyone else uncomfortable. So another song that I have here is probably, and this is actually my current favorite. Well, it's a tie, but this one's called Go Easy.
Go Easy. I feel a theme.
Yeah, very much so.
Forgiveness.
Yeah.
My own reflection's making me sick.
Yeah.
I've been this way since my faith quit. And I never asked for this pain. It's taking me over.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
It's taking me over. It's making me colder. If I broke it, would you quit? Is this heartache we can fix? In the morning, when we wake, when I'm sober, would you stay? If I broke it, would you quit? Is this heartache we can fix? In the morning, when we wake, when I'm sober, please just go easy on me, baby.
You know, it's funny. I think that that topic of sobriety is becoming more popular at a younger age nowadays. I mean, a lot of kids weren't dealing with that then.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of younger people now are dealing with that. So I think that's a hot topic for a lot of young people to pull them in. I'm always a big fan of sobriety.
There's like a little bit of a tribute to some gospel there you hear in the chorus.
Yeah.
You know, that's some of his upbringing. His parents are, he calls them musicianaries, who are, you know, very faith-based and go around and do a lot of music stuff. So I thought that was a cool little tidbit tribute there on that. So,
well, like I said, and like we always say, it'll be exciting. We're still, you know, the fun thing about doing this podcast is and getting the music in the bands, we get it in such a way that, you know, it'll be interesting to see what comes further when we find out the lineup and the days these guys are playing and the times, because, you know, I can always picture this like kind of in the middle of the day. And, you know, any of these stages, would, you know, one stage to a different stage can totally change a band. So, you know, more shall be revealed.
Yes, yeah.
Real quick, what was the guy's name one more time?
Matt Mason.
It's Matt Mason.
M-A-E-S-O-N, so...
All right, and real quick, let's introduce ourselves, because it is our typical lineup. We got Dion Lamb, I'll say it, the legend.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Krause.
You call me the professional.
That's right. And I think I called you the expert.
I'm thinking dinosaur, because I'm on radio.
You're not on radio. You're doing radio, and you're holding it down, bro. So take it easy on yourself. And then we got a special guest, CCC. Corporate Carlos Casas, the stiff one. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, this is fun.
The good looking lady left, so we had to bring in
the next
best thing. Corporate.
I'm here.
Thanks for coming in. I know it's early.
Bud. Yeah, bud.
And so should we keep going around? You want to go next?
Well, I think what's interesting is, you know, Dion brought it up, and last week we were talking because we were on our level 5 and finishing that all up, and now we're moving to level 4.
Yep.
And you start feeling, or sensing, at least I do, the soul and the depth to a lot of the bands that are in this group.
Right.
And you can hear it right away.
Yeah.
You know, with Matt, just one out of the chute, and we can hear it. And I sensed it in the ones that... we were taught, you know, that I'm going to introduce to us today.
You're liking them a little better.
When you guys say level, like in terms of the poster?
Yeah, in terms of the poster. Gotcha. Instead of...
As you get to the bigger fonts?
Instead of saying it that way, we
got gotcha.
Level You're 4 like now.
On the elevator heading up to the top floor.
Exactly.
Well, they actually gave this next group of bands the actual full amount of ink in their picture, in their letters, because the other ones are a little faded.
They're smaller and faded, exactly.
Yeah, they're coming up, but these guys actually got a full print.
But there's like a robust sound to their bands, and it's like they obviously practice and play well and have been out and about for quite some time, or, you know, like some of the ones that just kind of pop up, they have it and it's in them. I got two bands, and one of them is Neon Trees and the other is White Reaper. I like them both.
The Reaper.
Yeah, it's not quite like White Zombie or Death Reaper or anything. But
who are you doing first?
I'm going to go with White Reaper first.
Because this is, I'm not going to steal any of your your spot, but
he's stealing.
They're number one.
I don't need interrupt, but I'm going to interrupt. People do that to me all day. I don't need to bother you, but I'm going to bother you.
But
you sent us a cool little tidbit. This is the band that's opening for Pearl Jam in Europe.
That's right.
Ooh, we like them.
That's right.
I like them.
they're opening. Actually, they're going to be in Baltimore in the 20th of March, and they've been opening for Jimmy Eat World, and then on July 10th they're opening with Pearl Jam and the Pixies at Hyde Park in London, and then they're carrying through all the way through Pearl Jam's.
Just
remaining
the fact
Europe.
That you mentioned Pearl Jam makes me very excited about that.
And so these guys, their number one or their most recognizable song is called Might Be Right. They've been categorized as like garage punk. Nice. They're out of Louisville, Kentucky. They're established, so they've got like three LPs and two EPs going. They're signed by Elektra, which is a pretty strong thing, and I also want you to we'll do this, and then we'll go to some older ones.
Okay.
Because there's some controversy amongst their fans.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Oh. Yeah,
that's some controversy.
Former bass player likes this bass line.
So, yeah, they are. And, you know, that was called Might Be Right, just released last year. So that'll be something that I'm sure they'll play towards the end.
Right.
And then...
World's Best.
Yeah, if you want to grab that one.
Yeah.
And you should detect a little difference between... There.
This is the same song?
No, this is now called The World's Best American Band. It's a little like a Clash beginning.
Yeah.
Clash. From Joan Jett.
It definitely has 80s guitar sound vibe, so.
We need to bring that back. The 80s.
Seems like a good front part.
A little AC/DC. Like,
yeah. Show you would think so.
Yeah.
Actually, I keep forgetting that we make these playlists, and I listen to the playlist, and then I'm like, "Oh, I've heard this band."
That's right.
I've heard this one.
I
too.
Know this song.
I do think I've heard this song, but sometimes I forget that I hear it in our home playlist that we make.
So you know, the controversy is they just signed with Elektra for their last album, which was "You Deserve Love," and that was last year. And this was from a prior album, the one their middle one. And a lot of the fans are, you know, commenting on social media or wherever that like they sold out.
Oh.
And they're trying to like, you know, and I remember it's like the same kind of thing, you know, like the Rolling Stones with like Tattoo You and all that is like if it's different,
right?
Fans just, you know, there's a whole hardcore group that just wants it the way it was. But I really enjoy this, and I listened to our playlist probably about 5-6 times.
Right.
And it just, it got better and better. listening to them. What's interesting is I grew up in that, like, Doors, Jim Morrison, everything deep and, you know,
substance.
And what I'm noticing is the bands today that kind of have that same kind of energy have a much higher pitch to the vocals.
Right.
And that's what you're kind of getting here. It's it sounds younger.
Yeah,
I can hear Jimmy roll. I'm waiting for the refrain. Jimmy's mom's got it going on.
I don't remember who does the song, but I know the song you're talking about. And then
Judy French. Yeah, I think that's the one.
I like that. I mean, I like so many of those that I like Half Bad, and Eagle Beach.
This is a straight Van Hagar guitar right here.
Yeah,
second iteration Van Halen right here. So.
Yeah.
So this is I want to go see them because the energy.
Right.
So you're coming off of the stage.
Where are they from?
Louisville.
Okay. Because they sound like they're from like the UK or something. That sound. That's a little bit
right.
Definitely hear the punk in there.
Yeah. And now, I think this song was again from like 2017. That was part of that. Second album, which I thought was really good. So they've been described, you know, just a couple of like quick descriptions: harmonized guitars, spring-loaded rhythms, snotty hooks, crunchy guitars, straightforward guitar, arena-sized ambitions. We heard that last
time. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I hear Jane's Addiction too.
I hear a lot of synthesizers. And when I watch some of the YouTube, the synthesizer was prevalent. And they came to prominence from South by Southwest in 2016.
Gotcha.
Is really where they kind of like broke out. As you may. So I really enjoyed this band, and given the opportunity, I want to catch them at Firefly, for sure.
Yeah, this is. I always mention, what is it, the Naked Party? That was such a surprise for me. They always stand out as an example of one of those kind of bands. You're like, whoa, like early Rolling Stones or something like that. You're just like, wow, it takes you back. Well, that's exciting. Thank you, Trey. So, I'll do one of my bands, I suppose.
All right.
Both bands are fine. I enjoyed my second band a little more, so I'll just start off with this band. But listen, like Corporate said, you can't stop loving art, right? Cash Cash, an American electronic music group from Roseland, New Jersey. Wow. There you go. Locally, somewhat. The group currently consists of three DJs, brothers, Jean-Paul, Alex, and then Samuel Frisch. They produce records, mix, masters, and all the music together as a trio. You can pick any group, any song is fine. Whatever you hit on that list is.
All right. We'll do Mean It.
There you go. Don't say a word if it don't come easy. Little boy band, sort of. Don't say
a word if it's super poppy for sure.
No hate.
No. I tell you, there was one year for Firefly where the pop bands ended up being the best shows for the whole weekend. So you never know. So 3 years ago, it was just, I don't know, the energy was better, like everything. So I'll let you underneath the cover. If you come in, don't you
leave. Love me like you mean it. Touch me like you mean it. Money note. Love me like you got something to prove. That's what separates us from them. Right. Note right there. Love me like you got something
to lose. Love me like you mean it. Love me. It's a nice transition. I like that. So, yeah. It definitely has a boy band feel to it. So, yeah.
I don't even know if that's a great term anymore.
I didn't catch that. There's multiple. Is it a boy band?
No, it's DJ.
Two brothers and another friend. Three guys from New Jersey.
Do you think it's just going to be like three stations, them going, or are they going to be like moving around?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is three DJs, right?
Yeah.
There's some videos. I didn't watch any videos on them. I guess I could have.
That's what I picked up from Jordan, is to, you know, peruse the YouTube a little bit.
Right.
Jordan, the youth. Paint me on you like a tattoo. I, you know, usually my, the way my week works when we get a new playlist is I just kind of throw it in the car and I just listen to it.
Right.
I don't really pay attention.
Let it repeat.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention to any of the bands. I know, you know, I know what we've got. I know what we're, it's eight, usually probably eight, for this week, I think it was eight groups. But I just play it, and if anything kind of ruffles my feathers, I, what is that? And if I feel, and I thought this list this week was really good, so.
Yeah, I've been working out, listening to the thing, so it's like five mornings.
Yeah.
Right.
I got it going.
Well, and then you get like Spotify in the house and in the car and in the salon, and next thing you know, it's just playing.
Yep.
It's playing somewhere. So, this will be like, you know, like I mentioned, like we've mentioned, you know, when they start announcing the lineup and the days and stuff, it'll be fun to kind of map this out.
Mm-hmm.
But these are guys, I'll definitely go and find them and check them out.
For sure.
It's got a nice little beat. I mean, you find yourself just kind of like moving.
Well, not like that is a good question. I wonder if it'll be three DJ stands or if we're going to have, like, you know, I would imagine they'll come out and high five the girls, right?
You would think. I would. Yeah. So I think it's very much going to be, you know, each of those setups is very different. Like, you never really know what you're getting with those types of bands. And, you know, I saw Hippie Sabotage a couple years ago on a Thursday night, and, you know, they were two DJs, and it was like basically there was one guy doing all the work and the other guy was just the hype man for the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, he was climbing this, you know, the stanchions, like, it, you know, it was fun. So
like when Eminem played that one, him and that other guy, the hype guy.
Right.
Very cool. All right, corporate. Let's go.
My turn.
What you got
so
for us?
So you assigned me Omar Apollo and Space Jesus, different genres of music. One's a DJ, another guy's a singer-songwriter.
Nice.
I wouldn't say he's similar to the three that we just talked about, but let's do the DJ first.
Sure.
You can just pick whoever from or whatever song from that that list I added to you.
Sure.
But he is Joshua Tull from Brooklyn, New York. Electronic music, born and raised in Jersey. Firm roots in hip hop are apparent in his productions.
Mm.
So it's, you know, heavy DJ.
This could be a hip hop star.
It could be. I mean,
well, we've been trying. People have been saying there's not a lot of hip hop, so we've been trying to.
Well, he's a DJ,
right?
And he has like rappers that come on stage, mm-hmm, right? And I watched some of his live shows on YouTube.
This is hip hop.
So I picked the most popular tracks of his on Spotify. I just added them to the three. I listened to them. Some of them have like rappers in them.
Yeah, this song actually on my main playthrough had jumped out at me before, so I actually like the song. So
with a reputation for his dynamic live performances, Space Jesus recently completed a national tour.
I like his name.
Let's see, what else do we have on here?
I think since it's been, my kids have said that there's no rap this year, I've been paying attention.
There isn't? I didn't notice that.
There is. I mean, what is this classified as, Dion?
I mean, it's rap to me, so
thank
yeah.
You. So whenever we hear rap, I try to pay attention because I think that's what a lot of people that they're not seeing. I'm hoping we can bring a little light to some of these other bands that are bringing rap, that some of these kids or young people when they hear rap, this is rap.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were looking for rap up
in the top two.
Yeah, in the top two.
Well, just to clarify, he is a producer, DJ.
Right.
So he's mainly there's other tracks that are just electronic.
Yeah.
You know, just pure electronic and spinning and just doing that.
Well, who was he collaborating on this one with someone?
Yeah. That was featuring Shape.
Yeah, because that's usually what it comes down to, because we've had a couple other DJs, producers that, you know, we'll have four different sounds from the four different songs depending on who they're working with.
And I'll have a rapper with them. Right.
Or some other genre with them. I think those producers try not to pigeonhole themselves in any one place.
Because that to me is about the live event when you hear this kind of music, for me at least. I mean, I guess you can work out to it.
So Dion, you're the Firefly guy. Do you think these guys are, you know, like any of these producers, are they going to show up with just one collaborator with them or bring multiples? Or
usually it's just one, and sometimes it's none, and it's all, you know,
pre-recorded
to some degree, and yeah, then mixed and played with on site. So yeah,
well, that's what that's their specialty.
Yep,
of course.
Yep.
Okay.
So. Yeah, and that doesn't mean it's. I have seen shows where that's the case, and it was still really good.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't know when it's all collaborations and, you know, other artists on the track. You don't really know what to expect. So I've seen some that weren't that great, and I've seen some that were fantastic. You know, so you kind of check it out and see. So
these DJs, they have some hardcore followers, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these people come in and they're like, they got their ecstasy ready and they're ready to drop it and just
enjoy.
Oh my gosh. They got some hardcore followers, man.
Yeah. Well, I remember a couple years back when Lil Wayne was playing, and when he was finished, a DJ was starting. Clearly, they had gotten Dion Lamb's itinerary and needed to head right over to the stage, and they were running like crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a stampede. The sun was going down. I was like, oh my God.
Right.
Shangri-La.
It reminded me when I saw Group Love there. I was like, holy crap. Look at all these people just running to go see this band.
Yeah.
So I like Space Jesus.
Yeah.
Like that's,
it's groovy, right?
I do. Absolutely. It has jumped out at me for sure. So,
in addition to the name.
Yeah.
I get that tattooed.
That's a great name, because like when I was going through for my show and trying to grab stuff, and I'm like, I wonder what that is.
Yeah,
because it could be so many things. Jesus.
Real quick, what was the last song you guys listened to before coming into the studio? If you remember,
it was on my playlist.
It was Firefly.
Yeah,
the Firefly playlist.
Yeah,
it was actually a Space Jesus song.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
It was a Matt Mason song for me.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the playlist.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a funny story for you. The reason why I asked that question.
And
so
half bad.
I was in a meeting with GoPro Music. So I used to work for GoPro, and I was in the marketing department and a live broadcast, and I used to go to the GoPro Music meetings, and they'd always start off. It was huge, right? And there's a bunch of millennials, right? So a bunch of kids, 25, 22 to 20, 32 years old, and they always start their meetings with, okay, everybody, go around, talk about the last artist that you listened to and the song and why. And the beads of sweat started pouring down on my side of my face. I'm like, shit, I completely forgot. And of course, they're like, it's like Dion and all these kind of, you know, up and coming bands I had never heard of. And they're getting deep and, you know, super into it. And I'm like, Leash by Pearl Jam.
For the 3,000th time. <Right. so. laughs>
Shocker.
And of course, Neil was in the room, right? He's one of my closest friends. He's like laughing at me and pointing. And I'm like, dude, you're old like me, man. You're an old rocker like me. Stop it.
Well, I will tell you, doing this really has taken me out of my regular thing that I would usually do, which is, you know, Pearl Jam or something like that. So it's been kind of fun. I'm always, we're a house that has music. I should say we have a house and I'm always playing music in it.
Right.
I don't know if everybody is. When I'm making dinner, I'm playing music when we're, you know,
playing Pearl Jam.
Well, no, but I've been playing this playlist and I also work in a salon where we constantly playing music and
playlist is awesome. That's a great way. You build the songs up and we're talking about it, and then you refer back to the playlist and just play the music.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and Trey puts out some great playlists too, that are great for the salon that aren't, you know, not explicit, and I can play them and they're
nice.
I'm like, wow.
They're not explicit like you.
Exactly. Shit. Sorry.
All right. Sorry to derail.
Yeah, the one I sent you has shite. And I'm just trying to figure out, is that an FCC bad word?
Shite?
Yeah.
My kids say it.
Looking at the context of
Isn't
it,
that
it's
a rock?
Not. Right. But it's St. Patrick's Day. So I did a little St. Patty's.
Yeah. I haven't gotten into that playlist
Celtic
yet.
Punk.
Nice.
I was still recovering from the parade.
No, I would see you. I would see Space Jesus. I would just check them out.
Yeah,
you know, I'd go over there and
see
all the other
see,
kids
right?
and get lifted up off my shoulders by accident, and get passed around on the stage.
It'll be
negative. That is not happening.
That happened to me and Steve,
oh,
dude.
Oh man, no.
We saw Group Love, and Steve was like, "Dude, let's go to the front." I'm like, "Dude, we're 43. I don't want to go to the front." He's like, "Yeah, come on." He's dragging me, and he's got his aviators on, his hat backwards, and trying to look young. We're like three rows from the stage. Next thing you know, and no lie, my hat gets popped off my head. My glasses fall on the ground. Girls coming over top of us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, great. This is what you wanted, Steve?
And that is why I don't do general admission anymore.
Nope.
Oh, so. My God.
What do you do? Do you do the VIP tickets?
I'm super VIP. So.
Ooh, super VIP.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows people.
I do.
Well, that's fun.
Hopefully we can top him. Tom, what do you think?
That's right.
You think we can get that, like, tent, the back?
Super VIPs usually come with 20 lanyards. You know what I mean? So
that's right. I'll get some extras.
Is that true?
No, that's not true.
Well, but see, so I've done general admission. It wasn't
Same.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But we upgraded to VIP. I mm-hmm. can't do, I've got, you know, when kids are going to want to come and stuff.
That's the area, Dion, where it's like I see those guys behind the stage on the second level, right? On the main stage.
Yeah.
Like I see Sam and Mariah up there.
Yeah, I have some pretty amazing pictures from side stage that are Neat. Outrageous.
Do you get to give a dip on the up mm-hmm. on that side stage with Super VIP?
Yeah, and you have to pick and choose because the sound isn't great up there.
Right.
But it is a really cool way to see the festival. Not only to see the band, but also to see out into what they see, you know, to see the see what the crowd actually looks like, which is pretty insane. So,
well, I need a second job. Maybe if I get a second job, I can. Well, the VIP is nice, though. I mean, you're not behind
VIP
the stage,
is awesome,
but
so.
It definitely takes a little of the edge off. All right, so what's next?
So we have Dominic Fike next. Apparently, my theme for the week was people who had a very rough life to
Actually,
start.
I like this guy.
Yeah, Dominic Fike, he's had a go. So he definitely came from some issues. Yeah, and he's worked through some of it, and I think he's still working through some of it. But really cool sound. The most popular song is called Three Nights. A little bit of Jack Johnson influence. We'll go ahead and get that started, and then
that's
we'll get into some other stuff.
So. I like this song a lot.
You had that backwards.
Three nights at the motel under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me
up. So he's 21, something like that. 22.
Under streetlights in the city of palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me names if you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems. You can't reach me if you wanna stay up tonight. Stay up at night. Like green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little pump money from me.
Yeah, I like this guy.
But if you got
And you saw a little bit of it there. I guess his original start, his roots were more rap-based. So, and some of the songs have a little bit more of that feel to them. But it's all got a little bit of the dance, you know, alternative dance beat to it, I feel like. So, I really do like... I will admit that I didn't want to like this guy.
You did not.
I did not. I was like, I don't know. But the more I listen, the more these songs, they've got something to them. You know, there's a little bit of a hook in each one that just it gets in there and you can't get rid of it. And I decided to embrace it. So I think you have Omar Apollo coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we talked about this on previous podcasts about the crossover. So
yeah.
Omar Apollo and Dominic Fike both have a song that they did together called Hit Me Up, which I like a lot as well. So any song that starts out with the bass as the front, you know.
That's the one I added on the playlist.
Change my mind if you ever switch it up.
I think this is number one on Omar Apollo's Spotify.
Oh, HMU, Hit Me Up. Yeah.
Pretty boy, pretty boy. Not a city guy. I ain't enemy. I don't want to fill you up, fill you up. So it's got a good vibe. You know, you talk about the afternoon show. I mean, that's going to be in it for sure. And
yeah.
you know, that's good stuff. So
were these done around the same time, or is there?
I think like, that one's newer. The Hit Me Up, but I'm not 100% positive on that. The rest of these were all put together at the same time. He was actually on house arrest.
Oh, geez,
assaulting an officer. So
really dominant focus.
What? He what? This guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you see him, he looks like he weighs about 30 pounds soaking wet, you know? Like, oh, you're like, how in the world did you assault an officer and survive that, you know? So, but here's the...
Well, everybody had, every, like, you know, scribe has their way. Hunter S. Thompson did it his way. Right. This guy did it. I need to do some music. Let me go assault an officer.
Yeah, and get locked down, and then I'll do it. Yeah, so...
Well, this guy, I know, because when we were putting out picking these guys last week, I remember the name, and I thought it was kind of an interesting name.
Yeah.
And the name keeps popping up throughout the week, so, and it's been a positive, you know, affirmation that I enjoy this song.
Yeah, I'll play one more, and then we'll move on. So it's called Phone Numbers. And this one's probably a little bit closer to his roots. So, yeah, I know, it's
the
same thing.
I love the beginning.
It gets in there, and you can't get it out. Whoa, kid, why you not here with me? Can you break bread
with me? Why you switch phone numbers like clothes? Does he play ukulele? Does he play?
He apparently learned to play guitar at 10. Found one and picked it up and started playing. So.
Tortured by his own amazing.
Right.
I got more. Yes, I moved my shorty from Florida to Hollywood. Got some gold, shit look big on me. Got some goals, it's a list on me. Yellow bitch, I'm rich, I'm rock and roll. The strippers in the stroll playing tricks on me. The stones
in different
to
suppose.
Yeah,
you gotta tell your son to listen to this song and see what he thinks.
Okay. Yeah.
He probably already has heard it. I played this song in the car, and he's like, oh, these are all Firefly bands. I'm like, oh, are they? Yes, they are. So
okay.
He's probably heard it.
Yeah, he's still not impressed.
No.
David's a little stoic. Yeah.
Listen, if I like something, he's not impressed.
Yeah.
It's just at the age I'm at right now. It's pretty, well, it kind of sucks.
It's because we're dad, too.
No, it's absolutely because I'm dad.
That's right.
It's unfortunate.
Charlie's the same way, man. If it's my idea, forget about it.
Yeah, oh, no, I don't like that.
Yeah, forget about it. But if it's you know, Brady Lamb's idea, it's a great idea. You know what I mean? So...
Are we gonna move?
Yeah, let's move on here.
All right, so you know, now for something completely different. Neon Trees.
Oh, yes,
heard of them.
Yep, that's funny. They're back.
Rock. I mean, they've been around for 15 years, right? Their big break kind of happened when they opened for the Killers in 2008, and they've been with Mercury Records since 2010. Yeah. So I think you're finding is like this level now. They've all got
where are they from?
Provo, Utah.
Yeah. Up that way. Up there.
Which one do you want to start with?
Everybody Talks.
Right.
It's probably one of their more well-known.
I feel like Neon Trees is kind of like when Weezer days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like the Chris Columbus band of, you know, like he did all the...
Nailed it.
16 Candles and Ferris Bueller and all that. This is kind of like high school.
Yeah.
High school problems.
Crank it.
But it's cute music.
I'll be there.
It started with the whisper. And that was when I
kissed her. Getting excited.
And then she made my lips hurt. I could hear the chit-chat.
What was her big hit? Since I remember back in the old days.
Yeah.
No. That's the one back in 2010? That was the one?
No, this one was like only a couple years ago, 3 years ago
or
something.
You might be thinking
like
of
that,
what, Animal, so. Maybe? In 2010?
Yeah. They've been around a while.
I like, here.
I like them.
Throw,
See, this to me will be a show that I see and be like, man, they were awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, text me in the morning. So,
and then, so this one is, you know, 4 years or 2 years after that one. And this is kind of, you know, it's all ballad. It's little high school ballads.
Yeah.
We danced tango till our hands got dizzy. I felt your body heated.
So I judge it. If I walk into a nightclub or a bar and this band's playing, I'm going to stay.
Yep. Yeah.
I feel like the voice in these some of these bands, like it seems like the ones we can listen to, they're like kind of reset back. They're almost like affected so much. And this is kind of bright up front, right there. Like it's more of a vocal style band. Not as hip.
Yeah, front forward vocals for sure. So.
Yes. I'm a front forward vocal kind of guy.
So as I went through like all their songs, listening, it's like all the drama in young life, and they're just singing all about it. It's kind of like the beginning of grunge was all the drama of the 90s, as you know, 18-year-olds were going through. Exactly.
All the angst.
This is now a little bit different. And then I, you know, the last one, Sleeping with a Friend.
Their drama now is like their latte isn't hot enough.
Yeah. They have kids that are growing up.
Is this fairly recent? Because I'm.
No, this is 2014 too.
Huh.
I think they've got something coming out.
Gotcha.
Or they're gonna maybe even use this to try and test some music. Right. That's something we don't know.
Yeah.
Are they gonna introduce new music? But
yeah, I like this song. This is probably one of the ones I like the best from them. So.
Right. The others were more critically acclaimed. With you, I agree, Dion. I like that kind of heavy bass.
Yeah.
So these guys, they have a lot of songs under their belt, and you know, so if you do a playlist on them, you can hear. There is one song that's just been released. It's called "Used to Like."
Okay.
If you can find that.
Yep, I got it.
Is that what this is?
Yeah.
So this is what their sound is today. If only you were lonely, maybe I was solely. We could be together. Bending over backwards, you become an actor. Be my thrill forever. You once told me I was all you had. So they live up to the rock genre. See the pyrotechnics going off right from that transition.
This has definitely a more modern polish to it than some of the older songs, which I like it.
Well, they've been around 15 years. Yeah. They're not new to the business.
I wonder how the faces of the band have changed. This guy seems like a singer with rotating band members.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't get that deep.
Well, I didn't expect you to, but I'm just saying it sounds a little different. Next time.
Did anybody go last year?
I didn't go. I haven't been in a couple of years.
Did you see VHS collection last year by any chance?
Uh-uh.
They were awesome live, but the guy, the singer, literally could have been one of us. Like he literally looked like a dad out there singing. Like, and it was still amazing, but it was just comical to watch. You know, I mean, he had to be close to our age. You know,
he had New Balance shoes.
He looked
on.
Like, you know, he totally looked like he took his kids to soccer. You know, like it was just,
I'll be back. I gotta go do my gig. Right.
Gotta cut the grass, guys.
Can you watch my kids? I'll be back.
He could sing though, man. It was amazing. So yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I kind of meant by this is like, you know, this guy's clearly the singer. It sounds like maybe this some people could come in and out over the last 14 or 15 years.
Now, you two are much cooler than Tom and I. We're two dads who are struggling.
Bro,
highly unlikely.
Bro,
yes. check with my kids on that. They will deny that claim. So.
Speak for yourself. I am absolutely cool.
I'm analog.
Can I have that, please?
I'm analog.
That's when cool was still cool.
You weren't analog long enough.
No. hey, as long as I can feed them, that's all they care about. All right, so you want to?
Yeah,
do you have another one? Do you have one more?
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
That's the Neon Trees.
I like
them. Neon Trees, man. I haven't heard that name in a while.
I feel like I've heard that name forever.
Oh, yeah. They've been around, man.
All right. My last band is the band Camino. I like these guys. I really like these guys. They're very good. Memphis, Tennessee.
Which
alternative
one?
Indie. Whatever. They're
these
all
band names are awesome, man.
Yeah.
They say they say that band names bands will pick, you know, their favorite color with the last food they ate.
Is that purple a porn carrot? Name? Are you making a porn name or are you making a band name?
Band name. Yeah. You know?
Which one do you want to start with?
214, less than I do. I mean, they're all, I think they're all pretty good. It's the style. I like the style.
Yeah.
I think mine is blue fried chicken wings.
Forget about it, but I can't seem to kick the habit. I can't hear over all this racket. Never should have called, so just go and tell your friends about it. I said some things I wish I hadn't. I wish that we could talk about it. Don't think I can live without you banging on your door, screaming you're the only way I have it. When I find you,
yeah, that's a good sound.
Yeah, they're good.
Definitely worth checking out for sure. So
it's a little blend of a, you know, mm-hmm. new age indie kind of style, but still kind of that rocky sound as well too. So I made the playlist. We all threw our songs in, and then it just goes and
yep.
and
that's awesome. I love it.
It's the best way really for me
totally.
Because I can't.
Yeah. No, I feel like I got to go this year.
Right. Oh, you're not?
I'm going.
Of course you're going.
I took a couple years off.
But I love the way that we're doing that. It's how we're creating these playlists and then just playing them. And,
right.
and that way I don't have to sit and focus on this band. They just kind of creep into my life.
Right.
And I'm not hating anything that's been creeping into my life as far as this music goes. You can play what was the other one?
The cool thing is now, like, now you have some knowledge going into the show or the festival.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
For sure, that makes a big difference. Yeah, so
welcome back.
Yeah,
that's what we're
Captain
what
Obvious.
We're thank
sorry,
you, Captain
Obvious was here.
I'm gonna play Daphne Blue while you figure out which other one you want to play.
I like that. I'm gonna let you figure it out. You're very
don't make Tom
figuring.
Think. Don't make Tom think. It gets really, well, it really gets
legend,
really hard in here.
This was the one that we talked about. One of the songs that I had to listen to 6 or 7 times before I actually liked the first couple times I heard it. I was like, no, but as it's definitely grown on me for sure.
Is it his voice that gets you?
I don't know what it was. I just wasn't in the right space for it, I guess. I don't know. So.
There's like some guitar stuff that seems like it doesn't belong initially. And
I think that's
in,
what it was, yeah.
It's like, what is that doing in there? But yet, the more you listen to it, the more...
I hear the guitar. What you're talking
sliding,
about.
The sliding.
Yeah, it's coming back in here. Yeah, I think, I don't know, maybe it's almost like there's some very discrete parts to it, and they didn't blend well for me to start, but the more I heard it, the more I kind of understood what they were trying to do mm-hmm. with it, so...
Well, the singer definitely has I'm going to say the main singer, this guy's voice, has definitely a unique sound to it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's doubled. Sometimes I'm
oh, with the,
lot,
yeah.
They'll sing like
tracks,
a lower,
yeah.
and they'll sing
right.
a higher version, and then they'll just
yeah.
match pair it up.
Nice, nice, nice. Yeah, I would definitely see these guys for sure. So.
Yeah, this is... yeah, and I keep saying this. It'll be so exciting when that next
mm-hmm.
part of this Firefly is revealed, because I think then that's when the real fun starts. All right, brother, what you got?
Omar Apollo.
Now, we just played another
He's
song.
He's not the speed skater, right?
Apollo, what is it, Anton?
Anton, yeah.
Anton Apollo?
Apollo Anton.
Known, his real name is Omar Velasco, known professionally as Omar Apollo, as an American singer-songwriter. Gained recognition in 2017 with his release of You Got Me. Born to Mexican parents, Omar grew up in Hobart, Indiana. He danced baile folclorico when he was a child.
He worked at Jimmy John's and Guitar Center. I knew it when I went to Guitar Center in Omaha, Indiana. Hobart, Indiana. I said, hey, dude, you got a pick for this guitar, brah?
He said, yeah, man.
Yo, how much is this Fender Strat, brah?
He said, take a pick.
And those guys were like high-pressure salespeople, man, Guitar Center.
Where was that guy?
Oh, my God. No, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try to, dude, I'll make you a deal.
That's why you have 10, 20 guitars.
I'm telling you, Guitar Center reps, they're like used car salesmen. You can talk them down the price, bro. I bought so many guitars from Guitar Center, and I never played sticker price. So you got to give me this Gibson SG, dude, for like, you got to knock $200. He's like, well, this comes with a case. Like, dude, I know the ship with a case. You can't fool me, man.
Is this Omar?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I like him a lot, actually. Omar taught himself how to sing and play guitar. In 2017, he released You Got Me, which got playlisted on Spotify and blew up overnight. He released two EPs, Stereo in 2018 and Friends in 2019. It's, I don't know.
It's amazing how you can have a band that just grinds it out for years and never makes it anywhere. And you got a guy that makes a couple songs on Spotify and he's already playing Firefly.
Yeah.
What a difference. The times have changed, right?
Well, what's interesting is you know, the first level five that we had, there was a lot of that YouTube, Spotify, that's where they were coming from. And now here, we've got a lot of bands that are hooked up with record companies.
Yeah, real labels. And
all that. Yep. And I think we're going to find as we get up, it gets more of a business type thing as we see. And that's probably part of why the hierarchy is the way it is.
So this is, he's playing guitar. So like, that guitar is him.
No, he's got two. He has a guitar player, a bass player, and a drummer. And for some of the songs, he does play guitar.
Okay.
But not all of them.
You have another one that you want to play?
You could. There's only three I put on your list, so you can pick which one. They're all pretty much the.
Yeah, it's
kind of same.
It's a little bit mellow. This is one of the ones that we talked about previously. For me personally, might be cool to see in a small venue,
right?
Enclosed as a single. See, you know, single band. But
I would agree.
In a festival format, I have a hard time thinking this is going to get.
Is
me
there
excited
smaller
live.
Like that? Is there that Dion?
Sure.
That,
yeah. There's a couple. Size? Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's they change the names every year. So, but there are definitely a couple of places where you can see.
Well, the Pandora
closer.
Stage was, I thought, was a pretty unique. It was to the left when you came in. It was kind of up on the edge of the woods, mm-hmm. kind of like almost right. like a wood cove. And I thought that was a great spot for yeah. those some of the bands that I saw last year. It's interesting that Pandora was a sponsor. I wonder if Spotify will start being more involved. No.
I mean, I listened to most of the songs that you assigned me, or the bands that you assigned me in the car. Right. So I kept coming back to him versus Space Jesus. Right. You know what I mean? I like DJ music and stuff, but I was right. I think I'm going to put it back. I'm just trying to groove out a little bit in
yep.
the car.
No, I totally get it. Well, listen, we've all agreed. You know, we've always said we want to be positive.
Yep.
We can't love everything.
No.
We appreciate art. We appreciate music. We appreciate Firefly.
Can't judge art, dude.
That's right, bro. But I will say that, you know, hey, some of these guys aren't creating music designed for Dion right, Lamb's
correct.
Car.
Correct.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But
it's
we
a time
still
and a place
yeah,
for
we
every
still
music.
Appreciate
I still go
it.
Back to Zeppelin, bro.
Yeah, oh yeah, bro. Well,
I'm an old school rocker with a beer belly.
The point of the podcast is really just to show, you know, that first of all, we love it. And second of all, there's just a lot of great, you know, a lot of great artists out there. Whether you like all of them or don't, it's funny. You can go see one band and just feel like kicking it and relaxing after. Some bands they'll take a lot out of you, and then you can kind of go kick back and watch some other bands.
How do you guys feel? Like Dion, obviously, when he hears something, it feels like he attaches to it, right? It sounds like he really like couldn't wait to see it. But like for me, in the 80s and 90s, when I heard a band for the first time, like in the 80s, when I heard Joan Jett. I like, man, I love this band. What is this band? I made my mom like listen to the radio all day with a tape recorder. I say, when this comes on the radio, hit record.
Right.
Like I just love, like to me, when I heard Evenflow in 1991 or 92, I was like, I love this band. That's it. I love this. Like, I'm having a hard time. Maybe because I'm a distracted dad.
Well, you're
I don't know
old
what
now.
It is. Yeah, that's all right,
thank
well,
you. And we talked about this also, that a lot of music when we're younger, there's a lot of, you know, emotional stuff that's connected with the song, whether it's a relationship. High school, there's just right. a lot of emotional stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
as we get older,
that's a good point. Yeah.
And I'm speaking for me. I won't speak for you guys. I know that that's, you know, I always say, I used to say when I was a kid, I'm always going to love music. I'm always going to, love whatever's coming up. But at some point, I stopped taking as many resumes for new music.
My first track of Immigrant Song, I was like, what? I was like blown away.
That's why I do enjoy doing this podcast. Right. I'm a lot of music.
I worked with this guy. He was my boss's boss. But we were all very, very close. And he bonded with his daughter. And then the daughter's friends, daughter's boyfriends and all that through music. And I watched him accept new music. Right. And just welcome it. Say, you know what, I want to listen to it. And then be as versed on it as he could possibly be.
Yep.
And that, you know, I kept that in the back of my mind because I went through a period of time, you know, young kid, you kind of like, I don't know, I did. I fell off of music for a while. And we talked about this before.
Yep.
And
well, you were still a DJ?
Coming back, no. This is, I've only been doing that for 2 years. But no, I just, you know, it's like you come back to it and I approached it totally differently because I lost 10 years of music.
Yeah.
Yep. From 98 until like 2008 or so, and maybe even a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of lost track of any of those bands that were in there or what was going on. Occasionally, you know, like Chili Peppers, who I'm a big fan of. I mean, I would try and grab some of that stuff here and there.
Right.
But it wasn't as easy with music back then. You'd have to still get the music to listen to it while you commuted. Today, you've got this... these apps,
right,
which you didn't have back then.
I was all over Napster, man, back then.
So just going back to it is you know, that just having that open-minded thing, and so take the playlist and play, you know. And I've learned from you guys, because I've was still here with the new stuff, still feeling, you know, so inadequate compared to like Dion and Jordan is just
and me.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm right with you with all the, you know, the Led Zeppelin and the Pearl Jam and all that stuff too.
I'm right there, bro. I don't hide that.
But just listening to the playlist a couple times,
right?
And as Thomas said, you know, it grows on you, and that's how I've really, you know, this go around, I feel like in touch with all the music a lot better.
Yeah, we're getting closer to the bolder fonts.
Yes,
better bands. And
I've gone back and I've listened to the other stuff too now.
Right, and
because I've had a little bit more time.
And that's what I was going to go to. Like, so I think probably the first what started this whole process for me for Firefly was I went 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, the first time, and I didn't have a plan. And I kind of just wandered around and listened. And then like a year and a half later, like there were so many bands that had come from there that I didn't see. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh my God, like I missed an amazing opportunity, you know? And then once I realized like what came from there, then I was like, all right, I've got to figure out a way to better understand this. And that's when I started creating the big playlists. And what I'll say is, going to your point about new music, is there are bands that I have from those last 5 years that I'm now a huge fan of, right? Mm-hmm. Like it, and it's grown over time the same way, right? Because I took the time and I listened and I liked some songs and I saw them live, and now they're in permanent rotation because, you know, I was able to see them live and learn them beforehand. So yeah, it's, you have to kind of reopen that channel of your brain, you know?
Well, Trey said it, like, when you, it didn't grab, a lot of these songs didn't grab me at first, but as I almost forced myself to listen to them 2, 3, 4 times, they did grow on me.
Yeah.
Just like Dance of the Clairvoyants,
yep.
Super Blood Wolf Moon, same thing. It took me, you know, but like 10 spoke to me, man. Spoke to me where I was in life.
Carlos, this is Eddie Vedder. Calm down.
Calm down.
10 spoke to me, man.
Well, listen, I was available for the message when that album came out. I'm now bothered by like working, children, all this other stuff, and it's hard for me to just kick back in my room and listen to music all day.
Right.
So had you heard any grunge before that Pearl Jam? So because like I just
bite your
put together,
tongue, son, there was no grunge before Pearl Jam.
So I knew of Nirvana.
Au contraire.
I knew of Nirvana a little bit, right? But I remember 1990. Like, was it one summer? And right before I went surfing in Ocean City, my buddy grabbed me, had the CD. He's like, hey, dude, you got to listen to this. And I was into hip-hop at that time. Like Big Daddy Kane, Public Enemy, like big time, 1991. It was kind of like, you know, hair metal and stuff was about to go down, right? And then he played like the first 3 tracks. And I just, what? I just had a fight with my girlfriend. And I was just like, oh, my God. And then that literally changed my track. honestly, 10, where I was in life and what he was speaking to, that was it, man. That was it.
Well, if you want to hear Carlos drooling about Pearl Jam, tune into our Broken Soap podcast. That's when we talk Pearl Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I sent out a playlist, and on the at the end, my mm-hmm. last little batch was, like, the quintessential grunge songs.
Right.
Seven of them, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, Green River, Mudhoney.
Green River.
which are all Jeff and Stone.
Right.
Yeah.
To Pearl
right.
Jam. And then... you know, Hole. Anyway,
screaming trees.
The point is that when you hear that music, you're like, oh, you know what? That's you have to be really hardcore and like stuck in time to really appreciate it. But it's set up because that was all like 87, 88,
right.
89, 90.
That's right.
It's set up Nirvana. It's set up Pearl Jam. Set up Soundgarden. Yeah. So that
we
got to
have Trey on the
it,
podcast.
When you yes. heard it, it resonated. You know, and for me, it wasn't Pearl Jam. It was Temple of the Dog. That was the mm-hmm. first one I heard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, what is this?
All right.
And
it was a tribute.
And then it was like, oh, and well, if you like that, here.
Hunger Strike.
All right. Well, let's come back today.
Yeah, yeah. I got. Welcome back. I do have to roll. So you guys have fun.
No, right? We got to finish it. You can let us finish. You what? Started a Pearl Jam conversation, and yeah. now you're leaving. We're what? Done.
We're done.
Let me just oh, okay. wrap this
signing
up.
Off.
Okay.
Sorry.
Don't yell at me.
You're like, hey, you gotta go later, bros. So we'll pick some more songs. We'll create a playlist for anybody that is following us. It's Dion Lamb, but
it's Jetty Rat.
Jetty Rat
on Spotify.
That's right. Yep. Do you want to talk about anything real quick? You got anything to talk about?
No, I'm good.
You doing anything on the side?
Oh, well, I got lots of things on the side, homeboy.
Oh, shit. Well, come check you out over at Urban Float and 99.1 Rehoboth Radio.
Yep, nice.
Fridays, Freak 5 Girls. To 8.
Yep, 5 to 8. Check out his playlist. Follow
or
us on...
Or just go to RadioRehoboth.com. There's archived songs as well.
Yep.
And then Facebook, I am now posting my playlists again.
And then we got the Rehoboth Social Podcast. This will be episode number 5. Yeah, just find Dion's playlist and we'll all throw our songs in there and we'll review them next week. Excuse me. Sorry.
Is it Rehoboth Social Podcast? RehoSocialPodcast@gmail.com if you want to send your request for music, right?
Ooh.
There you go.
That's just a whole other level right there. All right. We're not taking requests yet. All right. Listen, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it. And
we're going to pick.
I was thinking.
We're going to do it on air or we want to do it after?
We'll do it after.
Okay.
Because I'm not even sure which ones are left. But tune in next week. Thanks, guys.
See you next time.
Thanks. See ya.
Thanks, Carlos. See ya.